Annunciation, Visitation. When the angel comes for you, you're on your own. Always on your own, in some enclosed space. A girl in a garden, reading, charging the iPod, brushing your hair in the mirror. Stillness, then a trembling of the light. You could have said, no. Is this what you wanted for your life? Relationship soaking in like oil in wood. All that dark involvement without knowing why. You were alone, you thought, just a bud on a winter stalk. And behind, in green distance, some vision, or is it memory, of another angel with a sword chasing you out of a garden. But you don't say no. And there's a flash, a sparkle, a dove streaming in through a window, a flood of real fear. Your heart in the cowl neck t-shirt from Primark feels suddenly squeezed. But your life before seems dry as a cigarette butt, and you are a perfect fourth, a harmonic, vibrating to bells only you can hear. The best thing about this story is anyone can enter it anywhere. Walking round with a secret plug of gold inside, who can you tell? Hurry to the hills, to your cousin. She will say, you are special because you believe. Sometimes you give, sometimes you receive.
Thank you.
sensitivity. The first unusual visitor is silence. There is a lantern, a barn, and your body. Failing light on a winter afternoon, and everything settling like a bow on the string, a curve of crescendo, a baby asleep in your arms. You watch the blood thread through tiny veins in the lilac dome of each eyelid. Moonlight pearls on the floor. The plastic water dispenser bubbles in a corner because you can't trust the water around here. Shepherds and kings arrive and depart. Or maybe all that is fantasy. You are a pilgrim in land you don't know. Like all of us, holding a baby, marveling, facing the dark.
Thank you.
Presentation in the temple. Today is the coming of the light, when the bear and the wolf look out of their holes, and you wait in line with your sacrifice, two white doves in a basket. There are a lot of doves in this story. And these two are waiting for the day of purification, day of blessing the candles, first time you take your baby outside. One moment, spilled from long days together alone. You have no idea what the life that has come from you will mean till you take him out into the world. You wrap him up. He looks about. You admire his liquid, curious eyes, his hair fluffing up. Then a flutter of static on the Wi-Fi, and your mind is lost in the purple of some unexpected sea. Look at the measureless ripples. This is a much larger sea than you thought. The world has raised its whip. Shadows roll along gutters of the temple. A spider's web quivers in the wind. The dove's eyes spark red. Some buzzard wing is now hanging above you and your child. And someone is singing about love fulfilled, a promise of happiness, but a grief song too. You hear there will be sorrow. A sword will pierce your heart. The angel never mentioned that. Angels and swords and leaving a garden. You paid good money for those doves.
Thank you.
the finding in the temple. Never a day and night away from you before, and you lose him on the road. It is all a muddle, everyone checking home after the festival, the traffic, the buses, the roundabouts, then racing back to find him lost 3 days, and there he is, in a temple, a church, some mad debating room, arguing with old men. Listen to the boy. Listen to the boy. You want him to have what he wants, do what he wants. But it's over. Singing him to sleep. All those years you dreamed of the future, watching him learning the world as if designing shadows for future video games. But it was you he came back to when he was hurt. I remember my baby's first leather shoes, red with a spray of little holes above the toes. Why didn't I keep them? That moment when you realize your child belongs to the world, not you. Never did belong to you anyway. Belong is not the word. Your child belongs with himself. That part of you that feels like your heart knows things you don't. Where did that come from? Your child has gone beyond everything you do.